Okay, and we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this wet, dank, it always is in Wales, the winter, wet, dank Saturday, 14th day of November, 2020. Well, there's a deafening silence this last three days from the recounts, no information coming from anywhere, which is disturbing. Apart from one bunch of scummy lawyers that were working for Trump, who said they were resigning the work in Pennsylvania because, wait till you hear the reason, really, because they thought that the American people were losing faith in the electoral system. What? What? And this is after they took $700,000 from the Trump campaign. Principal lawyers. I mean, I was just saying to Dave before the program, our tech genius, who is worse, drug dealers or lawyers? It's hard to prove who knows is ahead in that one, you know. But they are the head of all crime syndicates. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, well, they kind of saying to me they were probably threatened. Yeah, they probably, what they're betting on is maybe that if Biden wins, they'd cut out of all government contracts. Though it's totally mercenary position. And, of course, that's the position. And that's another way of, you know, threatening, or they burn the count centers down, which they're capable of doing, the Democrats. And Steve Pachenik, he's now disappeared, saying that all the ballot papers are marked. Well, if that was checked, that hasn't happened. That has not happened, right? So I wonder how Pachenik will appear in the near future if he does. That was a piece of disinformation, if ever there was one. But I see nobody referring to that so far. But there's another story going around. Well, it's real. It's been masked by this holy jihad warfare going on in the administration in Downing Street between the chief of staff and the press officers and Carrie Simmons, Boris Johnson's fiancée. And she's a tough woman. She was a press officer in politics for 10 or 15 years. She's pretty, has a novel and a nouse. She's a lot more nouse than he has, by the way. But she won over. And Dominic Cummins, the demonic demon, Peter Mandelson Mark II, got kicked out. And the press officer, some other git, I don't know, the scouser, and she won. So it looks like it's the Carrie Simmons is coming to head, which I wouldn't object to, and herself and Allegra Stratton, who is now going to be the press officer. Well, Allegra Stratton is going to be the day-to-day press officer in Downing Street, who used to work on Newsnight, a BBC, ex-BBC apparatchik, which is very unusual. The BBC are extreme lefty, like the Democrats in America, need I say anymore. But the evidence of the Dominion software alone, that is absolutely shocking. Truly, truly shocking. We had the Diebold machines in the beginning, which were switching votes. But the evidence of 2.7 million votes nationwide. And Mike Gallows has done a sterling job on Natural News. The title of the document on Natural News is Trump Bombshell. Dominion software deleted over 2.7 million votes nationwide and switched over 500,000 from Trump to Biden. And he has a printout of the flaws in the software here with the article. So if you go to Natural News and look at Trump Bombshell Dominion software, you'll get the article. And it's an outstanding piece of work by Mike Adams, etc. But ballots dumped in Michigan to catch up with Trump. it's just crime on an unprecedented scale. And if this isn't one, it's the judges, the Supreme Court don't turn this around for Trump. Well, what's the point in having a Supreme Court? I mean, if the Democrats get in, they will just expand through legislation the Supreme Court to have 20 judges or something ridiculous and pack them with Democrats in a term. But the barrier between us and total demonic tyranny and total ravaging of our lives by big tech and all the rest is Trump at this point, with all his faults, and he has a foot in both camps. That's it. It's Trump for this reason. It has to be supported. As I say, we had so many speakers. There's a news organization today, I get their name right. I wrote it down several places. Right news, right? I'll come back to it. I have it on my history here. I'll pull it up. But they did a tremendous broadcast from Washington today, the support protest in Washington for Trump. And I'm just trying to find it here on my file. I probably have it. I know where it is. It's on Proton. I recommend everybody get protonmail.com. Get rid of any of these crap things like Hotmail, Google, or any of these other email systems. Are full of keyloggers, and they're just basically ripping you apart. But just go into this here, and I'll just say what I want to say. I thought I had it up there. I don't. Stupid man. But they were broadcasting today from Washington. I just put on the right news. If they haven't been polled, right news in EWS. I'll get the correct name of their station. Yeah, Right Side. That's correct myself. Right Side Broadcasting Network, and it has an abbreviation which for some reason isn't on this. Right Side. Right Side Broadcasting Live. The logo will come up in a second. Right Side News, and I just want to get it correct if I can. I'll pull up another one that might be on Right Side News. There's one there. Yeah, it's up here. Got it now. No, first TV has come up. Very annoying. Anyway, they're venturing out. They've been around for a while covering events, but they're very good broadcasters, telling the truth. No pre-planned crap like CNN and these companies, but the overall thing of us hopefully get to January 20th when we can celebrate, I hope. Could you say the date is December 14th? I think that's the actual real date. And then it's announced on January 6th, the Electoral College. But Right Side Broadcasting Network, there is an abbreviation. I'm trying to find it here. It was on today's. Here we are. It was on today's broadcast, and try and bring it up. And I just want to give out good information, accurate information on this particular point as well. I should have written it down, but going the RSBN. RSBN. Their abbreviation is Right Side Broadcasting Network.com. RSBN. Network.com, yeah, rsbn.com. Okay, we'll leave it at that. That was, I'll put it out again. I look up during the break. But they did a very good job today. The only event that was new today was the support demo in Washington. And there's one going on a different basis in Bristol and London. And again, there's the Freedom March and the Anti-Mask March, Stand Up for Freedom in Bristol. And of course, the police hassling our friend Piers Corbyn, 73-year-old man, and they've issued him fines of £10,000, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. An ongoing harassment on a shocking scale, et cetera, et cetera. And another story, we're not dealing with directly today. A lot of stuff to do, a lot of audios to play. The GCHQ in Britain, right? That's the snooping agency of Britain, parallel to MI5 and MI6. They are going after any anti-vaxxers anywhere to destroy them, right? Anti-vaxxers. So I just need to talk to Broadcast and RBN to tip them off, because this is going to go in parallel in the States as well. So they have GCHQ now working for Big Pharma. Isn't that shocking? Truly shocking. And our good friends in UK Column News have covered this ad infinitum over the last 9 months. They've done about 50, 60 programs on the entire debacle of this COVID scam. Very, very good work with Brian Gerrish, Mike Robinson, and Patrick Henningsen. But the piece they're looking, the piece I'm going to play today, they're quite long. I can't read my own writing here. I have to go back to the list, but we have a time to play one now before the break. Just 1 second, I bring up Proton Mail again. the list I sent you there today, Ken. I'm just going to read it myself. It's come up now, and it'll come up. Yeah, yes, yes. Sent, yeah. What was the first one from Mike Adams? Yeah, Mike Adams does a thing there. I've got that, Ken. Emergency broadcast is about 10 minutes. Is that right? Just pull it up. Yeah. It's 12.5 minutes. Yeah, that'll do for now. You got that one, Ken? Mike Adams, emergency. He has two on today. Mike
this
Adams,
podcast
emergency
is
broadcast
brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Welcome to this special update. This is Mike Adams. I'm recording this on the evening of November the 10th, Tuesday, 2020. All right, I've got some breaking news for you here on a couple of fronts. Well, about the election specifically. But first, I want to mention two websites that are very important that I just found out about. Everylegalvote.com. Everylegalvote.com shows you what the votes would be like without the ballot fraud, in which case Trump wins with over 300 electoral votes, just as I had predicted, and how the election looks with the ballot fraud that, of course, only stole votes for Biden. So you notice how every software glitch, every glitch, put votes in Biden's favor and took them away from Trump. Every box of ballots that was found was all for Biden. Every overnight mysterious update, 100,000, 200,000, whatever, it's always for Biden, right? It's completely rigged. Now, you know that, but here's where this is going. I've got a very solid model now, or I should say an educated outcome of where this is going that I want to share with you, because it's going to lead to chaos, but here it is, and Trump will remain president. So here's how this works. The evidence of fraud is overwhelming. It's coming out day after day. I'm listening to every show. I'm listening to Steve Bannon's War Room. I'm listening to InfoWars. I've got my own sources calling me, sometimes texting me, giving me tips and information. I'm reading the Gateway Pundit. I'm reading numerous sources. Revolver.news, for example, has got good stuff as well. Checking out all the sources. 4chan, Threads, statistical analysis, Threads, interviews with numerous people. Many people. This is like my full-time obsession right now is following the news on this. It's clear that the evidence of fraud is overwhelming. There's no longer a question in my mind of whether the amount of evidence presented to the court will be sufficient. It clearly will be sufficient. So there's no question the courts are going to see, yes, this was deliberate fraud, and it was at a level that altered the outcome of the election. It's a very key point, because there's a certain amount of small fraud that happens in every election. A court is not going to be compelled by some small amount of fraud. It has to be systemic, deliberate fraud that alters the outcome of the election. And that's what we have here. And it's clear to me that's going to be easy to prove to a judge. Now, I don't know how corrupt the local judges are in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. I don't know. My guess is this gets kicked up to SCOTUS. And at the Supreme Court, here's the kicker. This is what I really want to share with you. All the data points are arriving at this. At the Supreme Court, which is going to happen over the next few weeks, probably, you know, before December 14th, at the Supreme Court, the court will be compelled by the evidence to see, yes, there's a lot of fraud. Yes, Pennsylvania's vote extension violated its own state constitution, and so on and so forth. The court will then choose from available remedies. Now, the Supreme Court can issue numerous remedies once they determine that the election was fraudulent and therefore invalid. Well, one remedy could be to, for example, render all votes received after November 3rd, 8 p.m., render all those votes ineligible, you know, invalid votes. But that, I believe, would put the Supreme Court in the position of being blamed for disenfranchising voters whose votes arrived late. And I don't think SCOTUS wants to take that kind of heat. Now, another remedy would be for SCOTUS to order a new election. But I don't think they're going to do that either, because there's not time to have a new election before January 20th. You can't just, you know, order an election overnight. It's especially nationwide at this scale. It can't happen that quickly. So the Supreme Court, I believe, will not do that either. The Supreme Court is up against the clock January 20th. They need to find a remedy that can be done in the real world very quickly. And thus, it is my opinion, as an investigative journalist, based on all my sources and what I'm reading and hearing, it is my opinion that the Supreme Court of the United States is going to order Congress to decide the outcome of the presidential election. Yes, they're going to kick it to Congress. Now, this is described in the Constitution. Congress gets to decide, but not the House of Representatives like you think. It's not the Nancy Pelosi team. Instead, in this vote, each state gets one vote. You probably read about this on some other sites. Each state gets one vote, period. So California gets one vote, just as much as Wyoming gets one vote. And it turns out that most of the state legislatures across America are run by Republicans. I think the number is 31, but I'd have to double check that. It's a strong advantage for Republicans. Now, this means that if this vote is held, Republicans will undoubtedly give the victory to President Trump. However, my prediction is that once the Supreme Court orders this to be done, Nancy Pelosi, who is still the Speaker of the House, she will refuse to hold the vote. She will refuse to hold the vote all the way through January 20th. And what this will do is create a situation of pure chaos, where, according to one rendition of the Constitution, then Nancy Pelosi herself becomes president on January 20th at 12 noon, right? But she's been ordered by the Supreme Court to have a vote of the state legislatures, i.e. each state gets one representative vote, to determine the outcome of the election, and she refuses to do that. Therefore, Trump is the legitimate president at that point, but she's blocking it because of politics. It is at this point that Trump will need the military. Because
okay,
Trump will
we'll
need
go to this break,
have
we'll
Pelosi
back
arrested
and make
as a
after
traitor.
The break, okay?
As an obstructionist.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In from the break, so can you might roll that back a few sentences on Mike Adams and just finish it out. Is that okay? When it comes to the military assisting him before that,
to have a vote of the state legislatures, i.e., each state gets one representative vote to determine the outcome of the election, and she refuses to do that. Therefore, Trump is the legitimate president at that point. But she's blocking it because of politics. It is at this point that Trump will need the military, because Trump will need to have Pelosi arrested as a traitor, as an obstructionist. We're talking, you know, Abraham Lincoln era, Civil War era type of action here. Trump needs the military at that point in order to enforce the voting of the states to re-elect Trump for a second term. And this is why Trump has fired Mark Esper, former defense secretary, and is currently firing other jelly-spined swamp creatures in the DOD and replacing them with patriots. There's a house cleaning taking place in the DOD right now. A bunch of patriots are being brought in. A bunch of deep staters are being shoved out the back door, drop-kicked out the back of a cargo plane, I guess. You know, metaphorically speaking. And I now think this is how this is going to go down. There's a very good chance in my mind that this is the way it's going to play out. So the end result is that on January 20th, who's president? Well, according to the left, it's going to be Pelosi. And according to conservatives, it's going to be Trump. And this is going to put the nation into chaos, even then. So how's all this going to be decided? Well, that's where I don't know. I don't know how this gets resolved. But I would imagine it probably involves some bloodshed and some arrests and some troops on the streets and in D.C. and so on. I don't have a clear picture of what happens there. But this is the scenario I wanted to share with you, because it outlines how we can get to a non-decision outcome on January 20th, where, you know, essentially SCOTUS is declaring that the the rigged election in these swing states is totally invalid. Therefore, the Electoral College votes that the states issue on December 14th are invalid. The Electoral College count no longer matters. SCOTUS orders, you know, a new vote. Each state gets one vote, but that vote is not allowed to take place. So there we go. We're going to be in limbo. We're going to be in this whole new twilight zone of a true constitutional crisis at that point. Well, I guess that's not a constitutional crisis. I mean, we know what the Constitution says. It's really just treason on the part of Democrats. And so Trump will have to arrest them. So that's where you're going to be needed. Okay, all of you who you've got, you know, your firearms, you're ready for the Second Amendment, you're ready for Trump to call you up to defend the nation, probably that's when it's going to happen. So I'm giving you this heads up so you might be able to think about this possibility. Now, if Trump just wins in the courts before this, you know, if the Pennsylvania courts, for example, overturn the Pennsylvania fraud, then none of this happens. Trump solves it early. But I doubt that's going to happen. I think this is going to go all the way to SCOTUS, and I think SCOTUS is going to punt this back to Congress, because I think SCOTUS doesn't want to have the weight on its shoulders of deciding an election themselves. They want to say Congress made the decision, you see, because the Supreme Court justices, I mean, let's face it, yeah, they're pretty jelly-spined creatures themselves. They don't want to make any hard decisions. They'd rather let somebody else do it, especially when there's going to be so much chaos and civil war following, right? They don't want to be on there, you know, being blamed forever for deciding in favor of Trump and having everybody on the left call them traitors and, you know, mob them in front of their houses and everything. No, they want to boot this over to Congress, let Congress take the heat. So that's probably where this is going. Just thought I would share this analysis with you. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, of course. And also check out my podcast at brighteon.com. Follow my tweets at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening, and pray for America.
Okay, very good. Well, I think that's very well put, and he's following the logical conclusion of what can and cannot happen. And that's worthwhile. I'll play that again maybe next week. It's got to come to that. And they want a showdown, and they should be given it. You know, it's like these appalling scum in Britain who dragged on this Brexit decision for 4 years. 4 years. And it was 3 years this time last year. And so Boris Johnson made it to the leadership. And then he had a one-issue election, get Brexit done. And boom, he got an 80-seat majority. So that was the second referendum. That's done and dusted, right? But so they want a confrontation. They want to destroy the world. They want to lock down America, the Democrats, for a year. They want to introduce total communism, no right to own private property. And if you don't get vaccinated or have a vaccination passport, you don't get anything, food or anything, including people on food stamps. Total genocidal warfare. That's what they believe in. And there's no media out there in America to highlight that. And to listen to the BBC and RTE in Ireland, that's radio television in Ireland, parroting exactly what the American media are doing about Biden. I mean, it's absolutely a joke. They're treating him as if he's president. It is shocking, really. I've never seen such a lineup. Expect to see bizarre news coming out of America. But but they have to be. They have to be dealt with, and they're pushing it to the limit. So what's the ultimate? What they call ultimate sanction? I don't want to say it on air what that means, but ultimate sanction. They're pushing it to that. So right, you give them their civil war, but modern day civil war is like the IRA campaign in Northern Ireland. It's guerrilla warfare. But in America, the IRA campaign. You know, and they'll multiply by 1,000 locations and 1,000 times. Yeah, absolutely. But that is a very good piece by Mike Adams, and he's managing to put short pieces out Now, and that, like I can use them 5 and 10 minute pieces. There's some other pieces today that are too long. We won't do them all in 19 or 20 minutes, but we do most of it from Tucker Carlson, some from Laura England, Ingram, and one from Gemma O'Doherty in Ireland. But cannot lose sight of the other things going on as well. 5G and the COVID vaccine, and it's now even coming out, even in the British media, and even now the degenerate Daily Mail, which used to be a campaigning, fearless newspaper, saying that Johnson realised he was bounced into this second lockdown that goes on to December 2nd, and it's absolutely destroying business, absolutely destroying. Although one of them I'm not sorry to go is Costa Coffee, all the coffee franchises in Britain, and all the fruit franchises, every one of them are American. Every single one of them. And they don't pay subtle tax like Starbucks, which is a disgusting multinational. Any clown who goes into Starbucks and spend £3.50 for a cup of coffee for dangerous crap. I mean, and even that's one thing that's shot up in price in Britain. A mug of black coffee, even at a joint, £1, £1.25. That's outrageous. £1.50. No mug of coffee in this country is worth more than 75 pence, really, and it's costing them about 25. I mean, how much do they want to do? And the stupidity of people running cafes and restaurants, the key in the lock of the business, the key, and I did a lot of development work on the retail trade over 20 years for Unilever. The key in the lock is the price of a cup of coffee. Absolutely, prices generally, but the key in the lock, what brings people in, is a cup of coffee, mug of coffee, black coffee, which I drink. But it is just shocking, the rip-off it is here in Britain, and they're all cloning each other. But as I say, we had this this description of the high street in Britain is collapsing, the high street in America is collapsing because of the internet. We had 30 years of unbridled expansion of the supermarkets, which is outrageous. Tesco got to 33% of the grocery trade control, which was outrageous. No multiple nationwide should have more than 15%. I worked this out myself. I worked in that area, and we still have these crushing monopolies. Tesco have a lot less now, but for Aldi and Lidl in the UK, people would have been paying 25% more for food. They're outstanding. They're a big input to competition in the grocery trade, wherever they operate. They've been here now for 20 years. They've nearly 800 outlets each. They're aiming towards 1,000, but their stuff is core quality. It's not rubbish. It's good quality discounted product in the majority of cases. It's very, very good. I couldn't have survived on in the lean years without them. But the multinationals deserve a kicking. But just getting back to the high street. The high street was slaughtered by the unbridled expansion of the supermarket trade. It was just recovered from that, and the internet came along to club them again. We now have these crushing monopolies where Amazon have 68% of everything, or 65% of everything sold on the internet. Google has 65% of all search engines, although I'd say that's dropping rapidly. And now we have COVID, a 1-2-3 punch. I mean, it's just shocking, the shrinking of the high street. Just shocking. And it's like the lies they're telling about COVID and the death rate. Again, UK column are the best in the world. There's nothing to touch them, nothing to, in terms of statistics and data and analysing what is going on. And they do show you the official government figures of the five-year average of daily deaths. There's 1,600 people die a day on normal circumstances in Britain, and it's below that. It's below that. And the reason that it's slightly going up is people dying at home because they can't get to hospital, to the NHS. They've shut down the NHS. And a very, very courageous woman there. I'll get your name up in a minute. Didn't prepare this piece. Shelley Brockley, I think. I'll get her name corrected now, definitely within this first hour. The a nurse care assistant working in a hospital in Cornwall, where Cornwall has been shut down on a lockdown. Only three people in hospital with COVID. Only three. And she got a speakerphone and went out in the public square, and people applauded her. And she's at risk now from the government going after her, which is telling the truth. But it is coming out about the outrageous attack that COVID is. It's a precursor of Agenda 21, the Green Agenda, shutdown, etc. And then we had after Remembrance Day last Sunday, which was only a limited event everywhere, a tiny event, which upset a lot of people. This Extinction Rebellion, another group, they're mostly geriatrics who regard we should all be living in treehouses, you know, and eliminate ourselves and, you know, eliminate the world's population. They're totally Agenda 21. They went up and defaced the Cenotaph Memorial with a wreath with their thing on it, about some bloody slogan about global warming, and the police were watching them, didn't do anything about it, and it took the police 2 hours from them to remove that from the Cenotaph. But we've noticed again and again and again, for some reason, Extinction Rebellion seem to be supported by the police and the government. They're a Trojan horse for a lot of other situations. But all that kind of carry on is going on, and we've now discovered this week that the British police have been trained by the Israelis. You know where that went in America, training the police in America, what happened, the shoot-to-kill policy. Just shocking. But are we going to the bottom of the hour break, Ken? No? Don't think so. Okay. Right, we got a caller. Okay, we got a caller, John, in Canada, is it? Yeah.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
California, sorry.
Hello, PJ. Yeah. Yeah.
I just promoted you to Canada there, although I can't recommend Canada anymore. What's going on in Canada, that's worth a documentary on its own. Yeah. Sorry, lay it on me. What's on your mind?
PJ. That's why I told him I'm from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Anyway, look,
very good.
I listen to your show from time to time, PJ, and pretty much, for the most part, I'm with you all the way, except this thing with Mike the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. I don't think that's very good for him to be making public statements. He's giving substance to events to continue to be screwed up. In the Constitution, nowhere, again, these dates are important, and a strict constitutionalist would say, well, it's got to be done by this date. But suppose there's fraud involved. If the Supreme Court words their decision correctly, they'll have all the justification in the world for a complete do-over. But they shouldn't just go along with it because the date for the Electoral College to be, you know, you have to have the election done and everything. They have all kinds of justification if they would use it. So
Just let me answer that. Yeah, but John, I've been tracking Mike Adams for years. He's very, very thorough, and he's statistically qualified in epidemiology and many qualifications, et cetera, et cetera. He's laying out what is, where can we go, what is the law, what can be done, and that's what he did in the piece I've just played there today, very well laid out. And he quite rightly fingered the Supreme Court, be they conservative judge majority or not, they're quite gutless on a lot of things, and he most likely will kick this back to the Congress. But maybe, yes, we said, maybe they can extend these dates. I don't know. I've yet to find somebody who's an expert on Supreme Court activity. Probably I didn't work very hard on it, but I'd like to know the parameters that they have gone. You don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, they could extend the dates. That may be required. That may be required, yeah, sure. Well, the 14th of December.
PJ, I've been following Mike Adams for quite a while also. And I don't agree. I vigorously disagree with many of his, more than several, especially his position on the Hall of Hoax, Hall of Fraud, Hoaxacost.
The what?
And comparing us to the Hall of Fraud.
Sorry,
yeah.
The witch? How do you spell that?
No.
The witch?
The Jewish Holocaust. I call it Hall of Hoax. Hoaxacost.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Holocaust.
His mind. In his mind, I'm something worse than the worst demons of people like Adolf Hitler or something. You know, he's out to lunch on more than one or two issues, more than several issues.
I've never heard him broadcast on that to any degree. John Stapler has a 13-hour documentary on the entire Zionist situation, very comprehensive, very comprehensive. 13 hours on RBN, you can pull it down there on a PDF, I think. But and he has put a lot of effort into two great areas: the banking system, the Constitution, and the Jewish thing. I forget the title of it. I'll pull it up in a minute. It's on the RBN website. But and for some reason, you don't like Mike Adams' work is outstanding. Truly outstanding. I've hardly ever found anything wrong. I have three sources to cross-check.
I'm just telling you what I've read from his his, some of his articles, PJ. That's all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I follow him too, but yeah. I don't agree with him on more than several. So, and I'm only saying that because you said his all of his work is great. I don't agree with that. You know.
Well, okay, fine. If I find a major thing that he's wrong on, I'll play it here. I won't be afraid to play it, by the way. But right. I've yet to find him off beam on anything. Only the one thing is he's learned lately to do shorter pieces. He's very long-winded, but he's a very genuine individual. If he makes a mistake, he'll correct it. And the Holocaust, I wouldn't go near. The Holocaust was the Holocaust, and that's it. It's shocking horror. It's genocidal murder of a race of people. It's shocking. And to argue the figures is ridiculous. It happened. Like the Irish famine happened. That was a genocide of half a nation by Britain and the Catholic Church, colonial Britain, I should say, and the Catholic Church. That's an untold story.
So you believe the Holocaust was real, the way the Jewish story is, over 6 million died? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't argue the figure, because that brings me to people who won't want to hear it.
I'm sorry?
Be it 600,000 or 6 million, it's the same principle. It's the same principle. So I wouldn't argue that point with anybody. The Nazism was to be wiped out. And one thing I stand up for is most of the German people were the prisoner of Nazism. It's not a German thing. It was Nazism as such took hold in Germany, and you take it from there. But
do you know that Hitler found out about his commandant at Auschwitz was roughing up some of the prisoners there, and he had one of his lieutenants recall this commandant, and they gave him a quick trial, and they executed him. Auschwitz was a work camp, not an extermination camp.
He also hung people with piano wire. You know, we know that. But anything else? Any other point you want to make? No,
that's pretty much it. I'll tell you what. I'll send you a link to Mr. Mike Adams' statements about the Hall of Fraud. If you support him, what he says, then I guess there's not much point in us.
No.
I didn't come to debate that. I came to use that as an excuse. There's a lot of us that don't agree. And the numbers are very important. If there's only 300,000 or 30,000, that's a heck of a big difference. And if they weren't, if they died of some other causes, then, you know, anyway, enough. That's fine. Thanks a lot for letting me be on your show.
Okay.
PJ, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you again. Okay. Yep. Right you are. Now, anybody has to deal with Hollywood, they have to deal comprehensively with it. You can't just dip in and out of it. It's a massive subject, and the Holocaust most certainly did happen. But I wouldn't argue the figures unless you had some real statistician, real figures. One thing the Germans did meticulously, they kept records, and that is so. So you'd have to look at some of the historians who deal with that. I wouldn't attempt it myself. It's just I don't want to get stuff wrong about that. But there's plenty of things I give out about Jewish people and the Goldman Sachs of this world, what they're doing to the financial system. It is shocking beyond words, truly shocking. There's no doubt about it. But, yeah, I see some comments here. But, and I should say, as we go through today, my mistake, I should give out the number. There's two numbers. I want to deal with one. 800-313-9443. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add to what we're saying here. But, it's coming to a head. Maybe this fraud is a blessing in disguise because it's bringing everything to a head. And like this COVID is bringing everything to a head. Like there's two or three things. They say that life turns on small hinges. Well, this is a very big hinge. And although the thing that triggers the final explosion is usually a small item, et cetera, et cetera. But my position on the COVID is we know it's a scam. There is a virus out there that's minor. The winter flu of 2017-18 killed 40,000 people in this country, and nobody mentioned it. And the BBC are trying to say there's 50,000 dead with COVID. That's a barefaced lie. Less than 2,000. Less than 2,000. And play a thing by Jim O'Doherty. There's very bad sound on it. I'll see if it plays right later on in the second hour, where she gets the documentation that the British government could not produce and define what COVID is. Right? And if you had a flu in recent years, or a flu jab, by the way, and you do a COVID test and there's totally ramshackle bad testing, false positives, you would show up with COVID, which you don't have. That's the SARS remains of a bad flu or the bird flu that ran around in the 1980, whenever it was. The test is a sick joke, and they're trying to base legislation on that, which is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. But just quickly reading through the figures, Trump bombshell, Dominion software deleted over 2.7 million votes nationwide, switched over 500,000 from Trump to Biden. As more evidence of Dominion software vote that continues to emerge, President Trump has tweeted a bombshell news item stemming from a data analysis of the raw vote log transaction data. Report: Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden directly. Just boop. That never happens in a count, and I've been at election counts. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 430,000 votes from Trump to Biden. None from Biden to Trump. Absolutely none in one way. In fact, the data analysis revealed that over 2.8 million votes were deleted from President Trump, while 512,000 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. The data that is now public with Python language data analysis, tools and full transaction data released by numerous analysis, including the Centipede. Okay, another one. Okay, that's referencing to another thing, another part of the system. Here are the spreadsheets showing the deleted and switched votes. Not that votes were only deleted from Trump, never by Biden. And it goes through every state in the union here. And it comes to a total of 3.8 million votes, right down to 3889947. They have the printout of the Dominion machines here. So that is a good piece of work, my friend John, done by Mike Adams on our behalf. And he does outstanding work. I didn't say he was perfect. You're trying to trip me up there. But ballots dumped in Michigan to catch up with Trump. At the same time this is happening, Rudy Giuliani is now revealing that 100,000 ballots were brought into the ballot center in Michigan in order to catch up with Trump. This is coming from a sworn affidavit from an eyewitness, one of the hundreds who will soon be presented to the courts. NewsTarget.com is reporting that Dominion voting systems is increasingly emerging as the single point for massive vote theft in the 2020 election. And this article reveals the software machines are riddled with backdoor methods for remote access users who can vote, blah, blah, blah. But that's the machines. The amount of ballots that never made it to the count center, the amount of USPS postal workers who are tearing up and dumping ballots, the amount of ballots made out, which is on video, in the back rooms of count centers, right? And these 100,000 that they brought up suddenly in Pennsylvania, well, that had to be an organized machine operation in a factory somewhere whereby, where they were, well, obviously it was where they were brought in by. But, wow, truly shocking, shocking, shocking. The... but there are three more reports on the actual elect count. Like one of them is that 2000 election took place under a Trump-declared national emergency that set an election day trap for the unauthorized assessing of election and campaign infrastructure. We'll see if that comes out as the evidence. And that's this 10-page report here. And also caught election data analyzed, producing details list of over 500,000 votes switched from Trump to Biden via voting machine software theft with heavy fraud focused on swing states. And a third report we'll get to later on, exclusive based on reports by auditors, IT specialists, data analysts and statisticians, the number of illegitimate votes identified in four swing states are enough to overturn the election. But okay. Wow, but it's overwhelming. But I am perturbed about the silence of the last 3 days. No output from Giuliani. We'll go to some of the reports later on Laura Ingraham, etc. Anyway, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Talk Radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Okay, very good. Now we're coming back in from the break, and I'm getting messages here. Okay, very good. I'll just read a piece in this short section up to the top of the arm about this raging row going on in Downing Street at the level of Chief of Staff and press officers. It's been going on for quite a while, and the special advisor, Dominic Cummins, who is definitely a demonic creature. Another version of, people remember, Peter Mandelson, Tony Blair's sidekick, who is truly demonic. But it says, will Kerry Simmons save Boris or ruin him? Dan Hodges, who's a political writer in the Mail, says, if the future is all about wokery, being woke, he's doomed. But Sarah Sands argues death of the lads club on the least PM. And the subheaders are, Dan Hodges says a spectacular coup has mounted at the heart of government. Sarah Sands says PM is listening to Kerry Simmons. And now they are, well, Kerry Simmons, I have to say, is a shrewd woman. She was press officer for the Conservative Party for years. And she's been in the front line of things for 15 years. She's only 36, I think, 30. What is she, 33? Boris Johnson's 56. But and they were to marry last Easter, but COVID took that away. But she does have a lot more now, in my opinion. No, very few people know about her, but talking to people who are journalists and writers and researchers, they have a high regard for her. But Dan Hodges, the writer, is saying, the Dominic Cummins era is over, the minister told me, but if we're going to replace it with Kerry Simmons, we're effed. the environment, transgender rights, painting her as a greenie. That's what we're going to be about. Our coalition is going to fall apart. It's not what our voters want to hear. We're going to lose a lot of seats. Okay. The other person in the ring is Allegra Stratton. Used to be a female reporter on Newsnight. We had Laura Koonsberg, who's the chief political supporter of the BBC, a real sharp clawed cat, you know, another sister, one of the sisterhood of spite, digging into her friend, she was shocked, reporter, went to work for the government. Woo. So that was interesting on Newsnight the other night. But Johnson, though, he jumps from one foot to the other. He's not sure of himself at all. He's quite gullible, in my estimation, quite gullible. Simmons is a bit of a lefty, but greeny, but she's a conservative. And Boris Johnson, you can never place him. He's a liberal conservative, ultra-liberal conservative. But he survived well as mayor of London, but he did a fairly good job, actually. But this current mayor, Khan, is a horror story. London is in debt. It's falling apart at the seams financially at every level. And he's introduced cycleways, which is destroying London. But anyway, go back to the Kerry coup. Kerry Simmons was clinical and ruthless. According to Number 10 insiders, after months of drift, Boris senior aides gave him a blueprint for the reorganisation of Number 10 operation. At a dinner over Chequers 3 weeks ago, it was signed off. But once the guests had departed, Mrs Simmons tore it up. Boris meekly binned the plan. Yeah, so Boris listening to his wife. The family should be glad of that. So anyway, the long and the short of it is, Kerry Simmons was successful in getting rid of the last press officer, Scarsa, who nobody really knows who he is, and Dominic Cummins, who was his right-hand man, etc., etc. There was a skirmish over him travelling during the lockdown, etc. But Dominic Cummins is basically a globalist, absolutely a globalist. And in that regard, I'm delighted that Kerry Simmons, who has no official role, succeeded in getting him kicked out. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.